Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. Someone who's been with us almost all that time is our good friend, Dr. Arkit Chankute, author of Built on Trust, which is, you know how I feel about that book. You need to find it, folks, wherever it is. Whatever it costs, you need one. TheLearningCenter.net is the website where you can find. Arkit, tell us about what's at the Learning Center.
Well, the Learning Center is an institution that helps organizations and individuals build trust as a culture within their organization and with their clients, big companies, small companies, et cetera. There's a free library at LearningCenter.net.
Yeah.
It's quite expensive.
Check it out, yes. LearningCenter.net. You'll thank me later. Go ahead, Arkit.
That's our dedication. Our dedication is to help people build trust worldwide and use it and have it be successful with clients, with each other, build the culture within the company, and it survives and thrives in the digital age if you begin that way.
Is the biggest enemy of trust, the greatest enemy of trust, selfishness?
Well, yes, in a way.
Isn't that the negative counterbalance to trust, selfishness?
Yes, I think so. I think so. And the intention to be an adversary, I think, you know, that's another part of what you're saying. These are huge impediments to building trust. You know, and the need to be right rather than to look at what's effective.
To be right rather than admitting that you have an alternative thought.
Yeah, if you have to be right, then you're stuck. An alternative thought, generally the easy way to get an alternative thought is from somebody else. I mean, you can do it yourself, but there's a great resource, which is the person who disagrees with you. And that's a resource that is in front of you, in front of all of us, and you can harvest some of that.
Could we say that one of the ways, you know, we talked earlier about how we could turn this around, we could turn all this around overnight if we would all give the other person the liberty of speech. We cannot solve this if we don't believe in free speech, regardless of what it is, but also to trust the other person to admit, and I commit to admitting when something is true, and not to try to make something false that we can see with our own eyes, or vice versa. What do you think?
Yes, that's correct. Well, again, you know, that's if you have to be right, you know, right or wrong, I have to be right. If that makes any sense, then we're not open to learning and expanding. And I think that's the key right there to a happy life is being able to expand, being able to learn. Some of the mental health experts in the country say, well, you know, people shut down at a certain age. They stop learning. Not everybody, but some. And that's not necessary. You don't have to do that. Your program, frankly, is a mind opener. And I think that's very positive for people if they listen and pay attention.
My favorite comment on that is Cato, the one of the great Roman thinkers, started learning Greek at 85. And somebody said, why are you doing this at such an advanced age? He said, it's the youngest age I have.
That's a great answer.
Isn't that great?
And it keeps you young. You know, we know that. We know that learning to play the piano or learning to walk a new way or dance a new way or language or whatever Doesn't have to be that ambitious, but that's what keeps you young in your mind.
Learning dancing was probably not an image we wanted to put in our audience's head right now, Archie. That's the only time I probably ever cautioned you about anything. Jim and Archie learning how to dance, folks. I'm sorry we left you with that. Hey, Archie, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will. It's my pleasure, Jim, always. I appreciate it.
Archie Ciancute, Dr. Archie Ciancute. He's a medical doctor. Did you know that? Yes, still practicing. And as I said many times before, he's my and therefore your trust mentor. I encourage you to find his book wherever you can find it, Built on Trust. You'll be glad you did. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.